from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hubley. It's the 5 o'clock fire.
It is 5 o'clock. Congratulations. Hopefully you're off work. Luckily for you, old Dirty. And the Dilf.
The big Dilf.
And Psycho T, T-Mill, and Moneybags, a.k.a. Moneybags. How we do last night, man? I heard you make a little cash.
It's my first red number in a while. I lost $7.
Damn.
I'll take it.
That's a good night on the books, Bob.
Oh, yeah. $7.
No, I mean, it's a fair night. A good night is you win a little bit, right? That's a fair night.
A good night is you don't lose too much, Ron.
That it? Okay. All right.
Well, especially when you're coming off two nights of, you know, several hundred dollars. $7 I can
Seven
manage.
Bucks you can live with, huh?
Yeah.
What you got on the dock tonight? What you got today?
Ooh, I went heavy.
Oh, hell.
Heavy
That's
on them
what
strokes.
You do. You get heavy when you lose some money. I feel like you got excited when you lost $7. You're
double
like,
up catch up, baby.
Now I get to get after it.
Oh, yeah.
Double up catch up, man.
The blood flow is there.
Okay. All right. Well, blood flow, what do you got? What do you got going here?
I put a max wager on Yordan's over bases. I'm on the Astros -1. I am on Ronel Blanco over 5.5 Ks. And I am on Yainel Diaz to hit a home run.
Oh, wow. Oh, there's my Yiner bomb, man.
Really?
You want to jump on, bro?
What's the odds on that one?
Let me look.
Yeah, he's not putting a ton out there on that one. The Blanco strikeouts, that feels low, but the Mets they have been hot lately, and I'm not saying they're going to push a bunch of runs across, but I wonder how many swing and misses he's going to get. Over five strikeouts. Interesting. Not bad. Go ahead and get your money, man. I'm hoping for you.
Thanks, man. I'd love to get back in the green. I have a feeling I will.
What's the odds on the D? Did you tell him already?
No, I'm looking.
Oh, God.
Yiner's in a real hit-for-average mode right now.
He's been going the other way and not just saying. Maybe he gets inspired to being in New York. Clint just says, F it.
Plus 400.
Wow.
Woza. Would you? Ooh.
That's a big number.
Yeah, it is.
Got the balls to do it?
Giggity, giggity.
Well, I mean, I got an hour to figure it out.
Got an hour? Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Just stew on it, bro.
Yeah, just stew on it. And then see, whenever you wait, boy, sometimes we'll see how that works for you. All right. one, the bet might not get placed. Two, that bad boy might shoot up on you. Damn, them strikeouts you didn't get with Hunter. Boy, that's a tough one. All right. Before we get to this matchup tonight, some news, some injury front news for, in addition news for the Astros. This coming from Joe Espada as he was in New York. He said Clint Tucker took 35 swings in the cage and they looked, quote, clean and more fluid. He also ran on the treadmill again. All right.
Progress, baby.
Progress, yes. And it does not say, right, am I getting it? It does not say off the tee, right? It just says swings in the cage.
In the cage, not off the tee.
And then ran on the treadmill. So he still hasn't run, I'm guessing, on the field, which they said they were hoping he would do at some point this week. But, as you said, progress.
Yeah, I mean, look, I think it's progress. And there's really, if there's any pain whatsoever in whatever he's doing inside and he's striding to hit, whether he's running on the treadmill, if there's any pain whatsoever, there's no, like, why rush onto the field, right? I mean, if it hurts on the treadmill, it's damn sure going to hurt when it's all your body weight on the turf and you're turning dirt, so to speak, in terms of running instead of just letting a belt run up underneath your shoes. It's a different force, different pounding, and ultimately if the treadmill and the cage is hurting at all, there's no reason to hurry to rush Tucker back out there. I still think if he gets back in those 10 days, which I guess is, what, 7 or 8 from now, we'd be in a really, really good spot.
Hopefully we get on this field in New York. Hopefully we get to start running on the field in New York.
Right.
But it is good to see that he's actually taking, because I would consider that baseball activity, taking swings in the cage for, you know, for real. So we'll see that. Well, I'm telling you how long this has been. I think if this was in the playoffs, I think he'd miss it. How long this has been, I don't, like, you know, sometimes there are injuries where you would say, like, all right, if this was the postseason, I would give it a shot. Hell, man, I don't know if he would be able to do it.
Well,
I
just don't believe that x-ray was negative.
You're going to go to your grave with that one.
Absolutely. I mean, I just ain't never seen it. I've seen some gnarly stuff in terms of guys getting hit, baseball, football, like all of it. I've never seen a guy sit a month for a ball going off his shin, ever.
Yeah. Or, as you said earlier, a helmet.
Anything. I mean, unless it came back and said there's a hairline fracture or there's a break or there's a spiral fracture or whatever.
A bone bruise, you're not seeing that.
Nah, I ain't buying that.
Verlander. Verlander, an update on Verlander from Captain Joe Espada, said he is feeling a lot better and close to perhaps playing catch.
All right.
Close to perhaps playing catch.
I can play catch.
Feeling a lot better.
This one scares me. This is the one that scares me.
How long has it been, Tyler? When was that? He is not. We got to be. This is more than 5 days, hasn't it been?
Oh, hell yeah. Injury? It's two starts.
Is it two starts? Yep, I guess Jake Bloss and then Sunday would be, or they probably moved some stuff around to avoid his spot, but it will be two starts coming up on Sunday, and he has not played catch yet.
You think about, like, how
he's not throwing.
Bingo. Like, this isn't just he's missed two starts. This is, I mean, my man's not even playing catch. Like, how bad does your neck have to be to not play catch? That same thing with Tucker's leg. How bad does Tucker's leg need to be to not swing in the cage or jog on a field? Like, I mean, it's that Verlander thing scares the hell out of me.
It has been 9 days since Justin Verlander was placed on the IL.
9 days. So 9 days. So he'll be eligible to come off in 9 days, and he has not thrown the ball yet. But to ease your thoughts, Clint, he is feeling better.
Yeah.
So there you have that. He is feeling better. Some good news from that, Clint and Tyler. Blair Henley, he cleared waivers, and he is back at AAA Sugar Land. He was DFA'd earlier this month on the 21st, and now he is back in the rotation in Sugar Land. Guess no other teams wanted to scoop him up. So he's going to come back here. Good for you, Blair.
Grandma Henley, man. She can breathe a sigh of relief, man. She is, her baby's back in the league.
He's been just somewhere chilling.
Yeah, they need something good to happen.
I bet he's happy. He's about to get to come right back here to basically Houston and don't have to move stuff around. Got his spot. There you go. Good for you, Blair Henley. We'll see if he gets another shot. But that's the latest. Tucker took 35 swings in a cage, ran on the treadmill, looks more fluid. But Verlander is feeling better, just hasn't played catch yet. And perhaps he's getting close to doing so. So that is the latest there, news and notes with the Astros.
5 o'clock fire.
All right, looking at the game tonight, Clint. They are playing the other hot team in the league. 15-6, the Mets are thus far in the month of June, and they've been hot as well. And we'll see what the Astros are going to be able to do. They're winners of 7 in a row. The Astros are, and they're going to take this thing to New York to try to win another series here. It'd be nice, as I said earlier, Clint. It'd be nice if they can keep this thing and roll it, and just keep winning, have a long streak. But really, they're getting close. They've really cut this lead down. Now to just build on that, getting into the All-Star break. To me, it's all about, Clint, making that series as important as it possibly can be against the Mariners when the All-Star break ends. They play 3 in Seattle. And just if you keep winning series, Clint, I just don't see any way how that's not, you know, some sort of 1-2-3-game deficit. And you play the Mariners. So that, to me, is what it's about. Keep winning series. They can win game one. That obviously goes a long way for them to do that.
Yeah, look, Ron, the truth of the matter is, I don't know what's going to happen in this series, but the Mets are catching the Astros with their best pitcher this year on the bump out of the gate. They're catching the Astros with the lineup that's hotter than a firecracker. And while I outlined that Yordan Alvarez over the last 6 games he's been pedestrian over the last 6 games. In the entire month of June, from an OPS perspective, he's a top 5 hitter in the league. And so it's the what they were able to do over the last 6 games without a lot of Yordan assistance was to me very telling. But the reality of it is Yordan's bat's hot. The reality of it is Yordan is going to produce. And so, I mean, with the exception of having your full rotation, obviously, and the exception of Kyle Tucker being in there, the Mets are catching an Astros team that is awfully confident right now.
No, they are. And the Mets appear to be awfully confident, too. But that's why this should be fun. By the way, the lineup, Clint, and I'm sure you will love it with what you're hoping to see every week from or every game out from the Astros. Altuve leads it off with Bregman at third base, batting second. Alvarez at the DH spot in the 3-hole with Yiner Diaz catching tonight, batting fourth. Jake Myers in center field. Jeremy Pena at short. Dubon is at first base. Chaz McCormick is in right field. And then your guy, Joey Loperfido, is in left field tonight. So, I think this is one of the better lineups that they can put out right now, especially when you have Dubon in the lineup and the way Chaz has been swinging the bat, you have him in the lineup. That's the one I'm looking at, Clint. I understand Yordan and everything, and we can hit on him a little bit more as well. But I want to see Chaz get going, Clint, because we saw Chaz, and not just because Chaz has a fun nickname on the show, but we saw what Chaz brought to this team last year. And Chaz was a big hero for this team last year, and he was up at the top for most of the year when you talk about OPS and major offensive categories. He is one of that outfield group, Clint, of Jake, of Joey, of Cabbage. He's the one that we know over the course of a major league season can put up big power numbers, can drive in runs, can do what he could do. He's a guy that stole 20 bases last year. I'm hoping that he can get going because we absolutely know he has shown us more than anybody out there that's available in the outfield, not named Kyle Tucker. He has shown us that he can play in this league and play at a high level.
Yeah, look, I'm with you. I mean, everybody, you know, I'm a big fan of White Boy Chaz. I want to see him rocking and rolling, and I agree with your point wholeheartedly. He's done it for an entire season and was one of the best in the game in the center field spot last year, one of the top 3 or 4 OPS hitters in the game. And so, I agree. You know, I think there's with what Joe Espada right now is tasked with as the manager, lineup day to day. To me, there's really only two things that would make me scratch my head, and that is if John Singleton plays more games at first base than Dubon, that would be a head scratcher for me. And then the other thing is if Joey Loperfido, even though you have White Boy Chaz, you have Dubon that could play outfield, you had Cabbage, but if Joey Loperfido at this point in time doesn't get the majority of the run in left field when Yordan Alvarez is in that DH role, that would make me scratch my head just simply because of his situation being yo-yoed up and down all year long. And since he's been up here, he has proven that he can be a clutch hitter and produce. So those two things right there really are two things with Abreu gone, with Maldonado gone, with who was the other one, Ron? There was one more out there.
Brantley?
No, there was one more we were talking about earlier. I can't remember exactly who it was. But anyway, with the guys in the line. Oh, I know who it was. Jake Myers. But Jake Myers obviously is a different guy this year in terms of what he's able to do at the plate. And so with Jake swinging it better, with no Maldonado, with no Abreu, there's just not much of an opportunity for Joe Espada to put a duck in his lineup. I mean, I personally have got confidence in any of these guys. So I'm right on with it. I'm good with it.
Yeah. So big one tonight. We'll see if Blanco can continue what he has done all season long, in particular the last month. As he has been a one of the dominant pitchers. He is going to, I believe, be in the All-Star game coming up in Arlington a little bit later on. So big for him. Big for him and a big start for the Astros against this surging Mets team.
5 o'clock fire.
All right, Clint, this is one to keep following around the NFL. Brandon Ayuk, this situation with the 49ers, he was on the Pivot podcast with Ryan Clark and Fred Taylor and Channing Crowder. And he said, Clint, he said he could play for the Steelers this season if he's not back with the 49ers or even in D.C. with his guy, Jaden Daniels, who he played with at Arizona State. He talked about that on the Pivot podcast. And also, we were able to hear what Ryan Clark reported saying that he's felt disrespected by what has happened during the negotiation period. This Brandon Ayuk situation is going to be interesting because I keep saying to myself, Clint, he is going to be on the Niners this year. But damn, I mean, this it keeps getting more and more and more and more happening to where it feels like maybe a move is going to have to be made between these two.
Yeah, this is an interesting one for me because, I mean, you're talking about a guy that has been over 1,000 yards two straight years, 15 touchdowns in two seasons, 75 catches this year, 78 the year before. He's going into his fifth year. He's still under the 49ers still have the rights to Brandon Ayuk on a fifth year because I believe he was a first-year, a first-round draft pick. So he's still got 1 year, so it would take trading him. So I don't know that Brandon Ayuk is a caliber player that can hand select his spot or his two spots and make that happen. But if Jaden Daniel...
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or track pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In D.C.
For the Steelers.
The right? Steelers or some kind of connection up there. If those guys do want him and they're willing to trade, I would imagine that Kyle Shanahan has had enough and would welcome him out the door. For me personally, I like Brandon Ayuk. I don't like Brandon Ayuk for $30 plus million a year, whatever. You know, I don't like him that well, and it seems like he's shooting forward. He wants and expecting some of that top end money. I don't know that he's gonna get that. Anywhere, yeah. much less with the 49ers.
Yeah. All right. Coming up, I think, is this Kyle Tucker has spoken about his injury. We'll let you hear what he had to say. And tell me if I'm crazy about something. I've been thinking about this, and I've hinted towards it a little bit. But tell me if you think I'm crazy about this. We'll discuss that coming up next.
The Showman.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, Brian McTaggart caught up with Kyle Tucker, Clint, and this is from Kyle Tucker. I know this injury has befuddled you. They continue to run with just a bone bruise, no fracture, and I know it has befuddled you. This is Brian McTaggart. Kyle Tucker has been out since June 3rd with a shin contusion.
25 days, folks.
This is from Kyle Tucker. He said, I've got to get through it. I've essentially done everything I can to get back on the field, and I'm going to keep doing that until I'm able to get back on the field. All right, that's Kyle Tucker. Clint, he said he got to get through it. He's done it all.
Yeah, my next question would have been, Kyle, what did that X-ray show, bub?
What do you think it showed? Did you believe him?
No.
Like, that's – I
think there's a hairline in there.
Something.
Oh, you talking about Kyle. Kyle, do you believe
that? That's a follow-up. Man, did you believe him, Kyle?
Kyle, did you get a follow-up, man? I mean, is this really from the ball bouncing off your shin? There was negative – I mean, if so, are you that soft?
Do you remember that, Clint? I remember you were like encouraged that he may just miss, he may avoid the IL altogether.
Yeah, no, look, Ron. I mean, hell, I asked Tony Gwynn Jr. I mean, ain't nobody been around a game of baseball more than he has. I asked him, have you ever seen anybody in your history or your dad's career, anytime, foul a ball, take any ball. I don't care where it's at. Any ball.
Tyler, you know when Tony comes in, when he comes in real low, like, that's when he's really telling the truth. And he came in when you said that, Clint, he said, no, I haven't.
No. Yeah, I ain't never seen it in any sport. I mean, I ain't never heard of somebody taking a puck off the shin. I ain't never heard anybody taking a helmet off the shin. I've never, I'm shocked. I'd bet a good amount of money that report's wrong.
Yeah, so he's working at it. He's working to get back at it.
I mean,
so,
to not put weight. I mean, it reeks of a hairline for me. To not put weight on it, even in the cage. Yeah,
you got nervous as soon as you saw him try to get in that handshake line. And then that was like, oh, he ain't back. He ain't going to be back anytime soon.
That jog? Nah.
Because you can't shoot that up.
Nah, ain't no shooting that bone up.
Yeah, you can't shoot a bone up. Can't do that. Yeah. So Yeah, man. Patrick, our guy Patrick Creighton, listen to him every night, Area 45. He was on Within the Loop earlier today. Is he doing Area 45 tonight, Tyler? Are you
we
sure?
Have no Area 45 tonight. They are off.
Oh, they're off tonight. Shoot, yeah. Sorry about that.
Yeah, man. Patrick did In the Loop, so they're taking Friday off.
Good for them. I tried to put you boys on. Tried to rest that voice. Rest that throat there, Patrick and Sean, tonight. But he's going to be mad. He is, I believe, at the top of the Jake Myers fan club. I just saw the starting lineup put out, and they got a photo of it. And I don't know if this is going up in the stadium, but they better change it real quick, because they got Jake Nayers is in center field tonight.
I screwed it up.
Oh, N-E-Y-E-R-S?
Yes.
Myers, oh Nayers.
Oh Nayers. Everybody on the all of the other players for the Mets and the Astros, the names are all spelled correctly, except for old Nayers. I know they better go in there and fix that thing up right now, old Jake Nayers. I'm telling you, Patrick Crate's gonna lose his mind out here. Yeah, I bet not.
Hey, crosstalk was classic. Talk about bring the energy immediately.
Yeah, I was ready to float. You can't tell me, Jake's a defensive.
Ron Hewley.
Anyway. All right. Hey, man, tell me if I'm crazy about this. I know Patrick thinks I'm crazy because I don't believe Jake Myers is a great defensive outfielder. But tell me if you think I'm crazy about this. Because I'm riding around, and I was listening to this rental car I got, Clint. They got that Sirius XM, so I got, I can go ahead and float around and listen to a whole bunch of stuff. Now, so I was listening to a little NFL talk, and this guy was like, man, I think people are really sleeping on the Tennessee Titans. And I'm telling you, I haven't full-fledged come out like this. I know the only thing I've said is I disagree with Sean Pendergast, who believes they're going to be one of the worst teams in the league. I don't think that they're going to be a problem, so to speak, Clint, as if, like they're gonna win the division or something like that, but I think they're gonna be much improved, Clint. I think, like, to me, it would not shock me at all if they found themselves, in the six or seven seed in the playoffs. I think they are going to be much better than I think people are giving them credit for. And I may be crazy on this. I'm sure you can text in if you want to. Or those of you on YouTube and Twitch say, Ryan, you're crazy. They're gonna suck ass. I thought Will Levis was going to be worse than he was, Clint. I thought he was going to be worse than he was last year, and I don't think he was really in the best offense and had the best group around him. I think he'll be in a better offense that I think is more quarterback-friendly. I know you've talked about a lot. I think the Titans are going to be a much better football team than I think they're giving credit for.
I don't know about much better, but I haven't. I'd be honest with you, I haven't heard a lot of the conversations about how bad they're going to be. When you give Will Levis some weapons,
which
he does have. You got Jeffrey Simmons in the middle of that defense. Start there,
and he was hurt a lot last year.
Yeah, I mean, I just I don't know a whole hell of a lot about the Titans, but I'm with you. I think they're a team that could derail a season for somebody. I could see them, getting significantly better as the season goes along, and Will Levis being a problem late. I don't think he's going to play well enough to win anything in the playoffs and make runs in the playoffs and beat a bunch of good football teams. But I do think he can put a game together. I do think he can put a monster game together. One drive game, he can make a throw.
Yeah, I thought it was better. I thought he's going to fight it. I thought he was going to struggle like hell. And I had no belief in it. But he looked more fluid in games, and not just the games against the Texans. Some other games, like I'm not even going to take that first game. It was like, look out. When he threw those four touchdown passes and we saw DeAndre Hopkins get going, it was much more fluid than I thought. But, yeah, I'm thinking year two. If somebody just texted in, yeah, Ryan, you're crazy. Their offensive line still isn't strong. Listen, I'm not gonna say that. I know they took the offensive tackle out of Alabama, Latham, in the first round, and he's gonna jump in. But I think their offense also, Clint, is not going to be in need of the offensive line being so great like they have before. Like, they've been a Derrick Henry run the football down your throat type of an offense. This is Brian Callahan coming from Cincinnati running that offense where they've been able to get around tough offensive lines throughout the entire time they were there, and they've been winning. So I think that's a fair comment from the texter, but I think they'll be a bit improved. They've already taken a big commitment with their first-round pick at it. And so I think their offense shifts. I think their offense changes from having to run the football and their offensive line having to be such a big deal. So, like I said, I don't think they're going to be a problem like win a division, Clint. I'm not saying they're going to win 10, 11 games. But I think the two times, Clint, the Texans play them, they're going to know they played somebody. Right? I don't think those games are just going to be easy ball games for the Texans. I think they're going to have to really fight and play against this team because they're going to be at least a solid football team.
Yeah, no, I agree. I agree with you. I know there's going to be some holes, but we watched a first-year offensive coordinator overcome offensive line issues and wide receiver injury issues this year in a major, major way. And I would think if anybody could overcome that, Brian Callahan and his pops could overcome some offensive line issues. I could be wrong. But we'll see. I think they've got weapons. They've got a gunslinging quarterback that's gonna. I think he's gonna lose them a chunk of games. But I also believe if you make it a one score game, he can go get you. So
he's gonna be throwing that thing up to Calvin Ridley now. Half of them might get picked.
Yeah. Well, the other thing is, can he stay healthy? I mean, he's got to the big part about his brand of ball. Is let's take away what you think he's capable of doing or not, but I mean, you look at some of the guys that have been the best at it and made runs. Joe Burrow holding the football, driving it down the field. He did that to a Super Bowl, put up some big numbers, jumped on the scene quick in Cincinnati, and I mean, he's had two season-ending injuries since he's been in the league. You look at Josh Allen. I mean, it's just I like Josh Allen, obviously, but he's one of the riskier quarterbacks in the league and gets himself in trouble forcing the football down the field. It just doesn't work at the NFL level consistently.
That protect himself, that's a really good point, Clint, because you talked about Burrow. Burrow holds it. This nut's more like Josh, Clint. He's tried to run folks over.
Yeah. Yeah, he's going to find out and quick.
Yeah. Yeah, I think he found out.
He already did.
but I think he's a little crazy like Josh that he just keeps doing it anyway. so we'll see, but yeah, they got to get a hold on that. But as you've said many times, Clint, when you get that offense with a quarterback that is much easier for you to deal with and quick and all of that, it's a game changer as we saw here with our own eyes. I'm not saying he's CJ Stroud, but I think that had a lot to do with it. All right, coming up, it's Friday. You know what we do? Tyler puts his heart and soul in it. The best of the week coming up next.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, well, welcome back into The Drive as we continue rolling through here. If you're hitting that mic, man.
You've done that no less than eight times the last 2 days.
It's hot the first time.
Yeah, I know it, but I can't hear it in my ear.
Learn from your mistakes, bro.
I just turn it off so I can hear it when it comes back. Hey, man, stop judging me, man. It's a
I'm
Friday.
Not judging you. It's literally just happened eight times.
No, you're judging me. It's fine. All right? Nobody notices it.
It gave me a giggle. It's fine.
No, you give yourself a giggle.
That is also true. I'm a funny guy.
I'm out here trying to. You know what? I'm not going to let you bring me down. Congratulations to Sterling.
Well, I got a nephew out of this thing.
The better Milner. No,
damn.
No, for real. Congratulations, Sterling. Brought a new Milner in this world, a baby boy. So congratulations to him and his wife. Shout out to him. Tyler Milner's best of the week coming up here shortly. Remember, coming up behind us, Texans All Access, as they will look at the Texans defensive matchups and how they match up with the greatest defenses in Texans history. So we'll look at this group, as many people are high on, and how they compare to the J.J. Watts defenses of the past and D'Amico Ryan's defenses of the past. So stay tuned and listen to the fellas about that. And as I said, hey, tough for you tonight. You don't get to hear Area 45 tonight with Bajani and Creighton as they are off. But make sure you're listening weekdays, Monday through Friday. they will generally have it down for you.
Oh, wow.
Is that Sean? Yeah, good for Sean.
Yeah, that's for Sean.
Yeah, man. Good for Sean, man. He needs this. He needs this night, man. Needs this night. Sean's going to have a good time tonight. Good for him, man.
He's going to the beach like me.
Is he?
Yeah, he's going to Bolivar.
Well, hold on. Where the hell are you going?
I just got a beach house down on Jamaica Beach in Galveston for the weekend. Me and the wife going to get away for a couple days.
How about that?
Yeah.
Good for you, man.
Love the beach.
I think about taking it to the Lake of the Ozarks this weekend.
Nice.
It is. Hell, man. It's a hell of a time, man.
Hell of a party.
Let me know if you see Marty Bird. It
is. Have you ever... Clint, you were close to Arkansas. You ever slid down to the Lake of the Ozarks?
No, I have not, but I'm ashamed. That's one of the spots that I should have gone. I've heard I had full access with some folks that were balls to the wall, and I didn't make it happen.
Tyler, you'd have a hell of a time at the Horny Toad.
Oh, it sounds like
what'd you call Tyler?
Sounds like a great spot.
I called him that, but that's the name of the spot, the Horny Toad.
Swing.
Drove that boat right up to that bad boy. That's a hell of a time.
It's my favorite kind of toad.
I had a podding up there that had all the toys, Ron, and I did. I never made it up. I'm sure there were some of those involved too, but I did not see those. No,
those can
I'm
be
talking
fun.
About boats and jet skis and side by sides and jacked up trucks and all the stuff you need up there.
Oh, not a.
No, we're not talking about chains.
No, I mean, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know if he needed those.
Even though they excited Rihanna, we're not talking about chains and whips. So.
Y'all taking chains and whips to the beach house this weekend?
Everywhere we go. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's going to be good. Crystal Beach, that's where y'all going down there?
Yeah. Yeah. Down there. We're technically on Jamaica, but yeah, down there.
Yeah.
Bringing all three pups, time, too, man. Ron.
Oh, you're taking the dogs?
Y'all going to go to that naked beach down there?
They taking the dogs, Clint. They ain't going to be able to do nothing.
What? My pups love the beach.
God, how do y'all find somebody that's dumb enough to let y'all take a bunch of dogs to a Vrbo?
Well, first of all, our dogs are very well behaved and well mannered.
Hey, didn't you get caught on camera taking a bunch of dogs in a Vrbo?
Okay, that wasn't our fault. F those people. I drove my ass all the way to Austin, had to turn around, drive my ass all the way back.
I told you even, about a clip.
No, that's BS, bro. That Airbnb, they had it listed dog friendly, no limit on how many. And then they're looking at me on their camera in their house.
Y'all have a big dog in there. Is that a pit bull?
Yeah, jackass. See, you made me mad. I've been in such a good mood all day.
Well, they probably checked your social media and saw what you do with your dogs.
No, they literally looked in on us live with a camera at their house.
This guy just brought a whole family of dogs in that sleep on the human pillows.
It is. I mean, he was smoking hot. Hey, Clint, how long ago was that, Tyler?
Like 2 years or
that
so,
that was
maybe?
2 years ago. You are. That's exactly the fire you brought 2 years ago when you told me.
I mean, you drive your ass to Austin and have to turn around, come right back with a truck full of crap and three dogs,
I told you, I ain't leaving. Y'all gets my ass. I got it right here. I got it right here, or y'all better find me somewhere else to go. All right, we do this every Friday, the best of the week. Calm down.
All right, thanks, Tyler. Let's roll.
You got to give him that huck to and spit on that thing. You get me?
The best of the week on The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
The Drive is live, and you are listening to KILT, KILT HD2. Tyler, are you scared?
Not scared, no. I think it has the potential to be a hell of a game.
And when we talk about sports, it's okay to be scared.
Oh, I know, but I'm not.
Yeah, okay, it's okay to be. It's okay to be.
Yeah, but my answer is I'm not.
You're not. I'm just checking with you. The big blue, what did I say, the big blue orange wagon, I call it.
That's what you said Friday, yeah.
I called it the big blue orange wagon. Put all the colors in there.
Boy, y'all got to be hot right now, huh, bum?
Smoking.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Get a little A&M action in there, too.
Choo-choo, choo-choo.
It is. There it is. Somebody.
What'd you say, blue chew?
Choo-choo.
Oh,
choo-choo.
Oh, get you a blue chew sponsorship.
That's a hell of a sponsorship.
What drives the big orange chain? The blue chew. Same thing that should drive your train, the blue chew.
Yeah, but if it was the blue train, yeah, Ness.
I'll tell you what.
Hey,
sweeping the O's has the same effect on me as blue chew would.
Hey, chew wouldn't do it, bud.
I think that would probably have to come to me then. Tyler is ready to go, baby. I love it, baby. Tyler's ready. He's getting at it with people with the it's the Texas guys. Is it? I'm guessing.
Yeah, some Longhorns been texting in since Friday. You know, go Tennessee. Yeah, and I said, it makes sense you'd root for the real UT. That adds up.
Yeah, they had to see that coming.
Meanwhile, the Longhorns just fired their baseball coach.
No
losers. Idiots. Who you gotta hire? Dumbasses.
Who you gonna hire?
Well, they can
dumbasses.
They can always hire Jimbo Fisher. He's out there.
He's out there.
Now you should have a good time, man. Juicy Lucy.
Juicy Lucy.
That's their food of
sounds like a girl I dated in college.
First off, the discussions we've had about what you like about booty, because that's what I think about juicy.
Oh, that's not what was
about
juicy.
Booty. Yeah.
Pause.
I burnt the hell out of my mouth.
You bit into that thing, that cheese.
like a hot pocket.
Ooh. Like a hot pocket. Got it.
That was aggressive.
That ain't no lie.
I went in. Pop neck. Bam.
That cheese will get you.
I blacked out a little bit, man.
That's a great call to put every kid's burned his mouth with a damn hot pocket.
Hot pockets back in the day were awful.
I'm moving a little slow tonight. I had a hot pocket for dinner.
But he has another one.
Have y'all tried, like, as you're beating their ass, put their nose in the bed they chewed up?
Well, you got to catch them doing it, though, and whenever we get home.
No, you don't.
Yes, every dog trainer will tell you that.
I don't care what the dog trainer says.
Ow! You are dead serious about that collar.
I've never seen
it. You're dead serious about that damn collar.
Look, I had a lab.
All right. Something
got you choked up over here, man. Get a little emotional.
Something just
JJ Redick, new Lakers head coach, man. Got you excited. Were you emotional?
We're going to have to
you
get
happy.
You
sad?
We're going to have to get with Jake.
She's a host of The Rundown on MLB Network.
I like The Rundown.
Tyler?
Pause.
No, just stop. Hey, now, he doesn't even put, there was a time when I'd like to just run down. He just says.
That time is now.
Okay. All right, coming up now. And cocaine.
That shot wasn't stale. The big saltine drains it from downtown. Do I have a nosebleed because cocaine curry is on fire?
It's going crazy in the summit. Cocaine curry. His foot wasn't on the line there. Cocaine curry.
I get it now. Okay, I get it.
Say hello to his little friend. Cocaine curry drains the three.
He caught the ball off the screen, sniffed twice, and drained it. Cocaine curry.
Let me tell you what's not going to help us get on Barrett's top 10 list.
Nah, babe, rehab.
Did you hurt yourself? Because Coach Boone said after his back surgery, he has to go to rehab.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I hurt myself. I hurt my nose.
That man said to me, I usually overpack in shoes, but I usually underpack in underwear. He said, I usually take maybe one day?
About 1 day less than the trip actually is of undies, yeah.
And he said he just rewears one of them. But you rewear draws.
Beach underwear?
Yeah.
No, matter what kind of drawers you wear for a day, you can't get
I thought he was going to say, like, I wore them to breakfast. Look, here's the deal, Tyler. It sounds like if he's packing a carry-on everywhere he goes, it's not just underwear.
Hey, thank you, Tyler Milner.
The best of the week on The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
The best of the week. Always great. Always great as we had a great weekend there. Tyler, Clint, when you brought up that analogy off the Juicy Lucy to the Hot Pocket, that done Tyler in. I mean, Tyler went back. I saw it in his eyes. He went back to a place where he must have burned the hell out of his mouth with a Hot Pocket. That touched
yes,
him.
Yes, dude. That ham right and there, cheese.
That's a good question, Ron. You were talking about, like, what is the, because you went on to say, I don't know if it made Tyler's cut there, but you went on to say, like, that first bite you tasted and that Juicy Lucy was good, but you burned everything in there so you don't remember. You didn't taste the rest of it, right? Well, like what's worse? Burning your, like, the original, whatever it is that you burn, like, the damn roof of your mouth with, I mean, like, your tongue, the roof of your mouth, your taste buds, everything, or... like the next day's worth of trying to eat with it all sensitive.
Especially if it's something you really, really want, right? Like, it depends. Because if it's a Hot Pocket, man, Tyler had a bunch of ham and cheese Hot Pockets. That'll piss you smooth off if that Hot Pocket will just ruin the rest of your eating experience for the next couple of days. But, like, I wanted that Juicy Lucy. It was the first time I ever had it. I had been waiting, all right, going to Minneapolis, and this is a spot to get it. And nobody, we had Juicy Lucy veterans in there. Nobody warned me about, hey, man, hey, come in there cautiously. And I went in all the way. And it just, I mean, I wanted to taste the rest of that thing. And I didn't have that. I had to wait till I went
really
back.
Really looking forward to the rest of it.
Well, that's really the most frustrating part is Ron's it burns you and you can't taste.
Forget the fact that I'm burned. I'm just pissed that I'm not going to be able to enjoy the rest of it.
Yeah, and I couldn't, and I was around my wife's parents, so I couldn't cuss like I wanted to. Oh, dang. Just had to hold it in.
Is that my boy, Ron?
I was smoking hot about that thing. All right, Astros got it going tonight. You know what I got my eye on, man? I got my eye on Yordan Alvarez. I want to see if he could start not just getting hot, but being the guy starting to turn the corner to be the guy that we expect him to be, Clint. I mean, he's been good. 288, his slash line, 288, 360, OPS, 875, 16 homers, 41 RBIs. But, I mean, that's a good season. But we look at this dude, and I know I have said it, and I truly believe it. I believe he is the just best pure hitter in baseball. Very little holes, and he can hit the ball for singles, doubles, homers, and at any part of the ballpark at any time. But he's not quite playing to that level yet. And I want to see if this is around the time that he takes off, Clint. So I got my eye on him this weekend and kind of the rest of the way right here. I want to see if he can start taking this thing to another level.
Well, look, he's been great in June. He just, the last six games have not been real impressive, and that just happens to be when the Astros have made their biggest move chasing the Mariners. And so for me, the question is can all the others, no disrespect, but can all the others stay hot, Yordan get hot? And look, he's been hot in June. He's got, I think, 1,100 OPS. Something like that. I mean, he's been hot, but the last six games, for whatever reason, he wasn't as successful, as productive. So, can he get back on board and keep his hot streak going? Can they get Tucker back, and can this young pitching keep rolling? If so, the Mets gonna have the damn hands full.
Yeah, we'll see if he can get it going, man. Big weekend series. We'll see if they can win this series, take two of three at least. Or hell, go ahead. Nobody's telling you can't. You don't have to go ahead and sweep their asses like you've done the last two series with the Rockies and the Orioles. So we'll keep it going for that. Remember, coming up behind us, it is Texans All Access. No Area 45 tonight. Hopefully the Astros can get a W behind Ronel Blanco. Clint, great job today. Tyler, great job as always. All our engineers, everybody who has been able to keep us rolling on the air today, we appreciate you. As always, I am Ron Hughley. Houston, we love you, baby. Don't try to jump out of it because they give you an option. You be there for your boy. That's circumcision.
Ooh.
And that was a tough one. Don't tell me I wasn't around. That was a tough one. Got to get done.
I saw you get that turtleneck, son.
Hey. Yeah, it's good to know that you ain't walking around anteaters.
Freaking aardvark.
You ain't got a couple anteaters walking around the house.
Have a good weekend, good golf, good tennis, or whatever makes you happy.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, well, welcome back into The Drive as we continue rolling through here. If you're hitting that mic, man.
You've done that no less than eight times the last 2 days.
It's hot the first time.
Yeah, I know it, but I can't hear it in my ear.
Learn from your mistakes, bro.
I just turn it off so I can hear it when it comes back. Hey, man, stop judging me, man. It's a Friday.
I'm judging you. It's literally just happened eight times.
No, you're judging me. It's fine. All right? Nobody notices it.
It gave me a giggle. It's fine.
No, you give yourself a giggle.
That is also true. I'm a funny guy.
I'm out here trying to. You know what? I'm not going to let you bring me down. Congratulations to Sterling.
Well, I got a nephew out of this thing.
The better Milner. No,
damn.
No, for real. Congratulations, Sterling. Brought a new Milner in this world, a baby boy. So congratulations to him and his wife. Shout out to him. Tyler Milner's best of the week coming up here shortly. Remember, coming up behind us, Texans All Access, as they will look at the Texans defensive matchups and how they match up with the greatest defenses in Texans history. So we'll look at this group, as many people are high on, and how they compare to the J.J. Watts defenses of the past and D'Amico Ryan's defenses of the past. So stay tuned and listen to the fellas about that. And as I said, hey, tough for you tonight. You don't get to hear Area 45 tonight with Bajani and Creighton as they are off. But make sure you're listening weekdays, Monday through Friday. They will generally have it down for you.
Oh, wow.
Is that Sean?
Yeah, good for Sean. Yeah, that's Bajani.
Yeah, man. Good for Sean, man. He needs this. He needs this night, man. Needs this night. Sean's going to have him a good time tonight. Good for him, man.
He's going to the beach like me.
Is he?
Yeah, he's going to Bolivar.
Well, hold on. Where the hell are you going?
I just got a beach house down on Jamaica Beach in Galveston for the weekend. Me and the wife going to get away for a couple days.
How about that?
Yeah.
Good for you, man.
Love the beach.
I'm thinking about taking it to the Lake of the Ozarks this weekend.
Nice.
It is. Hell, man. It's a hell of a time, man.
Hell of a party.
Let me know if you see Marty Bird.
It is. Have you ever, Clint, you were close to Arkansas. You ever slid down to the lake?
No, I have not, but I'm ashamed. That's one of the spots that I should have gone. I've heard, I had full access with some folks that were, balls to the wall, and I didn't make it happen.
Tyler, you'd have a hell of a time at the Horny Toad.
Oh, it sounds like
What'd you call Tyler?
Sounds like a great spot.
I called him that, but that's the name of the spot, the Horny Toad.
Swing!
Drove that boat right up to that bad boy. Had us a hell of a time.
It's my favorite kind of toad.
I had a potting up there that had all the toys, Ron. And I did. I never made it up. I'm sure there were some of those involved too, but I did not see those, no. I'm talking about boats and jet skis and side-by-sides and jacked-up trucks and all the stuff you need up there.
Oh, not a...
No, we're not talking about chains and whips.
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know if he needed those.
Even though they
Even though they excited Rihanna, we're not talking about chains and whips. So.
Y'all taking chains and whips to the beach house this weekend?
Everywhere we go. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's going to be good. Crystal Beach, that's where y'all going down there?
Yeah. Yeah. Down there. We're technically on Jamaica, but yeah, down there.
Yeah.
Bringing all three pups, time, too, man. Ron.
Oh, you're taking the dogs?
Y'all going to go to that naked beach down there?
They taking the dogs, Clint. They ain't going to be able to do nothing.
What? My pups love the beach.
God, how do y'all find somebody that's dumb enough to let y'all take a bunch of dogs to a Vrbo?
Well, first of all, our dogs are very well behaved and well mannered.
Hey, didn't you get caught on camera taking a bunch of dogs in a Vrbo?
Okay,
time?
That wasn't our fault. F those people. I drove my ass all the way to Austin, had to turn around, drive my ass all the way back.
I told you it was out of a clip.
No, that's BS, bro. That Airbnb, they had it listed dog friendly, no limit on how many. And then they're looking at me on their camera in their house.
Y'all have a big dog in there. Is that a pit bull?
Yeah, jackass. You made me mad. I've been in such a good mood all day.
Well, they probably checked your social media and saw what you do with your dogs.
No, they literally looked in on us live with a camera at their house.
This guy just brought a whole family of dogs in that sleep on the human pillows.
It is. I mean, he was smoking hot. Hey, Clint, how long ago was that, Tyler?
Like 2 years or
that
so,
that was
maybe?
2 years ago. That's exactly the fire you brought 2 years ago when you told me.
I mean, you drive your ass to Austin and have to turn around, come right back with a truck full of crap and three dogs,
I told you, I ain't leaving. Y'all get my ass. I got it right here, or y'all better find me somewhere else to go. All right, we do this every Friday, the best of the week. Come
on. All right, thanks, Tyler. Let's roll.
You got to give him that huck. And spit on that thing. You get me?
The best of the week on The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
The Drive is live, and you are listening to KILT, KILT HD2. Tyler, are you scared?
I'm not scared, no. I think it has the potential to be a hell of a game.
And when we talk about sports, it's okay to be scared.
Oh, I know, but I'm not.
Yeah, okay, it's okay to be. It's okay to be.
Yeah, but my answer is I'm not.
You're not. I'm just checking with you. The big blue, what did I say, the big blue orange wagon, I call it.
That's what you said Friday, yeah.
I called it the big blue orange wagon. Put all the colors in there.
Well, y'all got to be hot right now, huh, bub?
Smoking.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Get a little A&M action in there, too.
Choo-choo, choo-choo.
There it is.
What'd you say, blue chew?
Choo-choo.
Oh,
choo-choo.
Oh, get you a blue chew sponsorship.
That's a hell of a sponsorship.
What drives the big orange chain? The blue chew. Same thing that should drive your train,
no,
the
can't.
Blue chew.
Yeah, but if it was the blue train, yeah, that's...
I'll tell you what.
Hey,
sweeping the O's has the same effect on me as blue chew would.
Hey, chew wouldn't do it, bud.
I think that would probably have to come to me then. Tyler is ready to go, baby. I love it, baby. Tyler is ready. He's getting at it with people with the Texas guys. Is it? I'm guessing.
Yeah, some Longhorns been texting in since Friday. You know, go Tennessee. Yeah, and I said, you know, it makes sense you'd root for the real UT. That adds up.
Yeah, they had to see that coming.
Meanwhile, the Longhorns just fired their baseball coach.
No
losers. Idiots. Who you gotta hire? Dumbasses.
Who are you gonna hire?
Well, they can
dumbasses.
They can always hire Jimbo Fisher. He's out there.
Yeah, he's out there.
Now you should have a good time, man. Juicy Lucy.
Juicy Lucy.
That's their food of.
Sounds like a girl I dated in college.
First off, the discussions we've had about what you like about booty, because that's what I think about juicy.
Oh, that's
what
not
I think
what was
about
juicy.
Booty. Yeah.
Anything pause.
Pause.
Yeah. I burnt the hell out of my mouth.
You bit into that thing, that cheese.
like a hot pocket.
Ooh. Like a hot pocket. Got it.
That was aggressive.
That ain't no lie.
I went in. Pop neck. Bam.
That cheese will get you.
I blacked out a little bit, man.
That's a great call, too. And every kid's burned his mouth with a damn hot pocket.
Hot pockets back in the day were awful.
I'm moving a little slow tonight. I had a hot pocket for dinner.
Pocket. But he has another one.
Have y'all tried, like, as you're beating their ass, put their nose in the bed they chewed up?
Well, you got to catch them doing it, though. And whenever
you don't.
Yes, every dog trainer will tell you that.
I don't care what the dog trainer says.
Ow! You are dead serious about that collar.
I've never seen it.
You're dead serious about that damn collar.
Look, I had a lab.
All right. Ooh, wow. Uh-oh. Oh, whoa.
Something got you choked up over here, man? Get a little emotional?
Something just
J.J. Redick, new Lakers head coach, man, you excited? Were you emotional?
We're going to have to
get you happy? You sad?
We're going to have to get with Jake.
She's a host of The Rundown on MLB Network.
I like The Rundown.
Tyler?
Pause.
No, just stop. Hey, now, he doesn't even put, there was a time when I'd like to just run down. He just says
that time is now.
Okay. All right, coming up now.
Coming up now.
And cocaine.
That shot wasn't stale. The big saltine drains it from downtown. Do I have a nosebleed because Cocaine Curry is on fire?
It's going crazy in the summit. Cocaine Curry. His foot wasn't on the line there. Cocaine Curry.
I get it now. Okay, I get it.
Say hello to his little friend. Cocaine Curry drains the three.
He caught the ball off the screen, sniffed twice, and drained it. Cocaine Curry.
Let me tell you what's not going to help us get on Barrett's top 10 list.
Nah, babe, rehab.
Did you hurt yourself? Because Coach Boone said after his back surgery, he has to go to rehab.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I hurt myself. I hurt my nose.
That man said to me, I usually overpack in shoes, but I usually underpack in underwear. He said, I usually take maybe one day?
About 1 day less than the trip actually is of undies, yeah.
And he said he just rewears one of them. But you rewear draws.
Beach underwear?
Yeah.
No. It don't matter what kind of drawers you're wearing for a day.
I thought he was going to say, like, I wore them to breakfast. Look, here's the deal, Tyler. It sounds like if he's packing a carry-on everywhere he goes, it's not just underwear.
Hey, thank you, Tyler Milner.
The best of the week on The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
The best of the week. Always great. Always great as we had a great weekend there. Tyler, when you brought up that analogy off the Juicy Lucy to the Hot Pocket, that done Tyler in. I mean, Tyler went back. I saw it in his eyes. He went back to a place where he must have burned the hell out of his mouth with a Hot Pocket. That touched
yes,
him.
Yes, dude. That ham right and there, cheese.
That's a good question, Ron. You were talking about, like, because you went on to say, I don't know if it made Tyler's cut there, but you went on to say, like, that first bite you tasted and that Juicy Lucy was good, but you burned everything in there so you don't remember. You didn't taste the rest of it, right? Well, like what's worse? Burning your, like, the original whatever it is that you burn, like, the damn roof of your mouth with, I mean, like, your tongue, the roof of your mouth, your taste buds, everything, or... like the next day's worth of trying to eat with it all sensitive.
Especially if it's something you really, really want, right? Like, it depends. Because if it's a Hot Pocket, man, Tyler had a bunch of ham and cheese Hot Pockets. That'll piss you smooth off if that Hot Pocket will just ruin the rest of your eating experience for the next couple of days. But, like, I wanted that Juicy Lucy. It was the first time I ever had it. I had been waiting, all right, going to Minneapolis, and this is the spot to get it. And nobody, we had Juicy Lucy veterans in there. Nobody warned me about, hey, man, hey, come in there cautiously. And I went in all the way. And it just, I mean, I wanted to taste the rest of that thing. And I didn't have that. I had to wait till I went
really
back.
You were really looking forward to the rest of it.
Well, that's really the most frustrating part is Ron's it burns you and you can't taste.
Forget the fact that I'm burned. I'm just pissed that I'm not going to be able to enjoy the rest of it.
Yeah, and I couldn't, and I was around my wife's parents, so I couldn't cuss like I wanted to. Oh, dang. Just had to hold it in.
Is that my boy, Ron?
I was smoking hot about that thing. All right, Astros got it going tonight. You know what I got my eye on, man? I got my eye on Yordan Alvarez. I want to see if he could start not just getting hot, but being the guy starting to turn the corner to be the guy that we expect him to be, Clint. I mean, he's been good. 288. His slash line, 288, 360, OPS, 875, 16 homers, 41 RBIs. But, I mean, that's a good season. But we look at this dude, and I know I have said it, and I truly believe it. I believe he is the just best pure hitter in baseball. Very little holes, and he can hit the ball for singles, doubles, homers, and at any part of the ballpark at any time. But... He's not quite playing to that level yet. And I want to see if this is around the time that he takes off Clint. So I got my eye on him this weekend and kind of the rest of the way right here. I want to see if he can start taking this thing to another level.
Well, look, he's been great in June. He just, the last six games have not been real impressive, and that just happens to be when the Astros have made their biggest move chasing the Mariners. And so for me, the question is can all the others, no disrespect, but can all the others stay hot, Yordan get hot? And look, he's been hot in June. He's got, a 1,100 OPS. Something like that. I mean, he's been hot, but the last six games, for whatever reason, he wasn't as successful, as productive. So, can he get back on board and keep his hot streak going? Can they get Tucker back, and can this young pitching keep rolling? If so, the Mets gonna have their damn hands full.
Yeah, we'll see if he can get it going, man. Big weekend series. We'll see if they can win this series, take two of three at least. Or hell, go ahead. Nobody's telling you can't. You don't have to go ahead and sweep their asses like you've done the last two series with the Rockies and the Orioles. So we'll keep it going for that. Remember, coming up behind us, it is Texans All Access. No Area 45 tonight. Hopefully the Astros can get a W behind Ronel Blanco. Clint, great job today. Tyler, great job as always. All our engineers, everybody who has been able to keep us rolling on the air today, we appreciate you. As always, I am Ron Hughley. Houston, we love you, baby. Don't try to jump out of it because they give you an option. You be there for your boy. That's circumcision.
Ooh.
And that was a tough one. Don't tell me I wasn't around. That was a tough one. Got to get done.
I saw you get that turtleneck, son.
Hey. Yeah, it's good to know that you ain't walking around anteaters.
Freaking aardvark.
You ain't got a couple anteaters walking around the house.
Have a good weekend, good golf, good tennis, or whatever makes you happy.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh, oh. O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.